Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Lunishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Tes. The Gemara in Amudala brings the drasha that on Seir of Rosh Chodesh it says Chatos LaHashem. The Gemara says the drasha of Rosh Lakish Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Seir Zeh Kapara Alai Shemi'adati Seirach. It's a kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he diminished the moon. He made the moon smaller. The Rishonim and Achronim all bothered by, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring a kapara on me? You're bringing a kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then the Chor doesn't make any sense. So the Rif over here, the Rif that usually is focused only on the Hilchas, only the Halachas, he has a Richus to say, to explain the Sagadata. And he says, Havio like kapara means not to bring a kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring a kapara in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a kapara on yourselves. That by bringing the kapara on yourselves, you will help to make the moon bigger. And similarly brings the Toitzes over here in the name of the Oruch. The Ritva over here, he says, Arbe Perushim Nehemru Bor, the La Perushim in this Gemara, Al Derech HaEmes Soid Godol Badover. There's a big Soid over here. And so brings the Gilyon on the year in the Gemara. He says it's Zehu Soid Misoid is a Kabbalah. And the Ritva himself says, La Pip Shat, you could say the Kapara over here means Loshon Pius. Like the Pasuk that says, Achapra Ponov B'mincha. Which means, I will appease him. So the Kapara here is to appease the moon. But we'll focus here on two explanations in the Gemara that connect together. First, we'll start with the Maharal. The Maharal speaks in the Guru Arya in Bamidbar, and also in Be'er Goylo, in Be'er Dalet, to come and explain this Gemara. So the Maharal's Yisoid is that the Lashon Kaporo, like Yom Kippurim, what does Kaporo mean? Kaporo means not to rectify a sin, not to go and take away the sin that happened. But Kaporo is a Lashon of cleaning, of cleansing, removing a dirt, removing something which is an issue. It's a siluk v'kinuach. And that's what happens anytime a person does a chait, anytime a person does an aveiro. The pshat, when he does kippurim, when he does a kapara, you mean you remove the chait. You show it's not part of you. You just go and you take it out from the person. That's called what kapara means, the cleansing of a person. So the kapara that Kadosh Baruch Hu is referring to over here is removing the taino of the yareach. The yareach has a taino, has a complaint that it's small. How do you remove it? You remove it with this seir. And he adds one more nekudo. He says, in general, what is a korban all about? A korban is loshon kurva. When one brings a korban, he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the moon is becoming smaller, that means that there is a little bit of a richuk, of a distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. The Maharal doesn't explain too much yet. We'll get to the Yitzchak HaYizchara in a moment. Explains a little bit more. But he says the moon represents the world. And if there is mute ayareach, you have the moon who's diminished. So also that means that there's a little bit of a siluk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So this carbon brings the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to here. And he adds in Be'er HaGoylo that the diminishing of the yareach, which is a chisaron, but mitzat sheni, that brings the kurva. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz to be mashve shechino on the small ones, like we saw by Har Sinai. So the miyut yareach brings the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the tikkun that we have over here. The kapara is removing the anger, the taina, and the way you do it, by getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu close in this day. And to explain this a little bit more, as we ma'ayin, what Rav Yitzchak HaYizchover says over here in Afikiyam. Rav Yitzchak HaYizchover, as he says, he's basing himself on the Harizal, and he brings some concepts in Kabbalah, but we'll translate it to our language. The Shemesh, the sun, represents the Mashpia in the world. All the Shefa, all the giving in the world. The Yereach, the Levono, the moon, represents the Mekabel, the receiver. Like the moon is the reflection of the sun. The sun represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving to the world. The Yireach represents Am Yisrael, where the receiving and the ones that are working with what's given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, the Yireach needs to be small. The receiver needs to be diminished. Why? Because that's the whole idea of the Avodah. The Avodah of the Tachtoinim is that we are imperfect and we have what to complete. We have to come and fill up. We have to come and grow and become bigger. But in the meantime, we are small. When are we going to become big and large and come to the highest level of the Mekablim? That will be La'osid Lovoy. Because then it says, this moon will get big like the sun. Am Yisrael, so to speak, will be equal to the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. There will be the proper Mekablim that they shine like the sun. Where do we have that promise or that potential to get to that level? We have it every Rosh Chodesh. Because what happens every Rosh Chodesh? The Levona is Bechidusho. There's a rebirth of the Levona. The rebirth of the Levona includes in it the one day the Levona will have the ultimate rebirth. And the Am Yisrael is compared to the Levona, as we say every time in Kiddush Levona, every month, we say, Am Yisrael will be renewed like the Levona will be renewed. So in Mele, connecting the Maharal to the Yitzhak Isaac Chavir, we have a beautiful Mahalach. The Seir that comes is a kaparo. It's coming to appease the fact that the Levona means the Mekablim or diminished in this world. And coming to tell you, right now you're diminished because you have work to do, but you will become greater. And we're seeing in Rosh Chodesh, when you have Kreyach Chidush in Rosh Chodesh, that is the Karvan Lashon Kurvo, that we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have that potential to get to the ultimate godless that comes, La'osid Lovoy. Kishbol Givyoch is saying, I made the moon small, I mean I made the Mekablim small, but they are going to eventually come back, and this is what Rosh Chodesh represents. So every Rosh Chodesh, we have that closeness of having that potential to go back, Shem HaSidim L'Ischadish Kamoiso. And Ten L'Chocham V'Yech Kamoi to come and understand all the details of this sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.